With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there is no indication of a terrorist attack and the vehicle crash and explosion that left two people dead at a checkpoint on the American side of a U.S.-Canada bridge. Melissa Raffalo says she was in Niagara Falls State Park and saw the smoke, but at first had no idea it was a vehicle explosion.
It was a huge plume of black smoke. I just thought it was a regular fire, not like an explosion. We weren't sure where it came from. It was probably around 50 yards away from us, but we didn't really realize anything was wrong until we heard a whole bunch of sirens.
The vehicle was speeding Wednesday from Niagara Falls, New York, toward the Rainbow Bridge, which connects the two countries across the Niagara River. The crash raised concerns on both sides of the border. The incident prompted the closing of the border crossing and three others in the area. If you're driving a hybrid Jeep Wrangler, there is a new recall that could affect you.
Automaker Stellantis has announced a recall of more than 32,000 of its hybrid Jeep Wrangler SUVs because they pose a potential fire risk. The recall covers 2021 through 2024 models of the Jeep Wrangler 4xe SUVs. During a review of customer information, Stellantis determined that 8 of the hybrid Wranglers caught fire while they were turned off and parked. 6 of the vehicles caught fire while they were being charged. The company says no one was reportedly hurt in those fires, but they are advising people not to charge the affected SUVs or park them by buildings until they can be fixed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, another up day. The Dow was up by 184 points. The Nasdaq rose 65. The S&P advanced 18 and oil down to $77.10 a barrel. This is SRN News. A new pro-life pregnancy center is coming to Texas.
Crestonwood Baptist Church and Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary are joining forces to set up the facility on the Fort Worth campus of the seminary early next year. Dr. David Dockery, the president of the school, says, quote, "In post-Roe America, the challenges to the sanctity of human life are very real. Those challenges are opportunities for Christians to show the love of Christ to women and children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German authorities have raided the homes of 17 people in the state of Bavaria accused of spreading anti-Semitic hate speech and threats targeting Jews online. The suspects were 15 men and 2 women between the ages of 18 and 62. They're accused of having celebrated Hamas's attacks on Israel on October 7th and spreading anti-Semitism on social media. There's been a spike in anti-Semitism in Germany since the attacks, but other countries are seeing a similar response. This is SRN News. Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, and other northern states hope to stop an invasion of destructive wild pigs from Canada.
The animals already cause around $2.5 billion in damage to U.S. crops every year, mostly in southern states like Texas. But the exploding population of feral swine on the prairies of western Canada is threatening to spill south. What's even worse, wild pigs roaming Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba are often crossbreeds, combining the survival skills of wild Eurasian boar with the size and high fertility rates of domestic swine. Rich Thomason reporting.
Georgia's state Supreme Court is refusing to approve rules for a new commission to discipline and remove state prosecutors. The ruling means the commission can't begin operating. Some Republicans in Georgia want the new commission to discipline or remove Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.